which is materially engrossed to take out time and give his life for others. So we are really blessed to have His Holiness Bill Krishna Goswami Maharaj here today. So without taking much time, we are pressed for time. I would like to ask Maharaj to give words of wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be with all of you today. And I'm very pleased when I came here to the school to see all these wonderful signs, these encouraging signs about moral principles and principles of enthusiasm in accomplishing something in life. So this is very nice also for me, as well as for yourselves, to be here. So what I'd like to speak about for a few moments today is something called needs. Now, this is a very interesting topic, that all of us have needs. There is one psychologist, his name was Maslow. You don't have to remember that, don't worry. We're not going to test you all on these things. His name was Maslow, and he came up with what's called, this is a fancy word, a hierarchy of needs. In other words, we have needs that are first importance, second importance, and third importance. So all of us have basic needs, like need for food, need for light, need for air, need for water. That's fine. But above those basic needs, we have other needs too. We have social needs. We have needs for love, we have needs for friendship, we have needs for education, to understand things. We have needs to interact with other people, we have needs even for fun, and we have needs for recreation. So these are all basic needs. But one thing that's very interesting is that not only do we have these basic needs, but all of God's creatures have these basic needs. And we're not just speaking about human beings, we're speaking about the animals, and even, let us even say, the plants, the trees, the flowers, the bees, they all have these basic needs. So what actually differentiates us, or makes us different from these other creatures of God? Because God is the creator of everyone and the creator of everything, as described in the Bible or as described in the Vedic literatures. Everything comes from God. What makes us different is that we have a spiritual need, which is perhaps the most important need once we have our basic needs satisfied. And this spiritual need is the need to have a purpose in life. Many of us don't think about that. We just think in terms of the lesser needs. We think, oh, let us just get some money, let us get a house, let us get something to eat. We may even be thinking day to day, oh, I can't wait until I can eat, or I can't wait until I sleep, or I can't wait until I go on vacation, or I can't wait until I go and play rugby or soccer, or something like that, and that's all right. But there's something beyond that, and that is the need for a purpose in life. Something or some reason why we're here. And that's what spirituality is about. It gives us a purpose, because unless we have that higher spiritual purpose, we will simply be involved in the temporary pursuits or temporary objects in this lifetime. Because we understand that this lifetime is very short. You're all very young, at least the students are very young. The teachers are a little older, and some are very old. And I'm pretty old, I'm 60 years old. So even though you're young, you should understand that this life is a temporary life. It doesn't go on forever and ever and ever. Like I'm sure that there were many generations of students before you all at this school. And in the future, there'll be many generations. And many of these students who previously attended the school have passed away from this world. So it is important to ask the question, what happens? What happens when we leave this world? Or how did we come into this world? And that, of course, is the purpose of spirituality. And we're speaking in what we call a non-denominational way. We're not talking simply about Hinduism or Christianity or the Muslim faith. There is a truth for all of us. And so we should focus on this ultimate goal in addition to our normal day-to-day goals or short-term goals in life or long-term goals, what we want to accomplish in 10 or 20 or 30 years. We should focus on what the whole purpose of life is. There is something in business called strategic planning. In strategic planning, the business people will put a mission statement on the wall, just like you have all these nice statements on the walls here. And that is the purpose of that company. Of course, in this world, the purpose of companies is usually to make money. That's all right. But also to serve the customers, to do so many things. So we should think like that. What is the purpose of my life? I want each and every one of you today to think about that. Perhaps write it down in your notebooks. Why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? And what and who is God? And how can I dedicate my life to God? As it says in the Bible, you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, same thing. Manmana bhavamad bhakto man yaji mam namaskuru. You should always think of God, serve God, and worship God. So whatever religion we're at, whatever religion we're in, we should focus and that in terms of our life's goal. And then we have a very bright future even after this present lifetime. So thank you very much for your attention. I just want to speak very shortly. Think of your life's goal. Write it down. What do you want to accomplish? And also be compassionate to others, realizing that all others are actually part of God too. Everyone is a child of God. It's stated in the Gita, that's also stated in the Bible, also stated in the Quran. We're all children of God or parts of parcels of God, so we should be compassionate to each other and mark out our life's goal. Thank you very much for your attention. You all listened very, very nicely, and may God bless you, may Krishna bless you, may Allah bless you in your lives. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay. So, someone else will speak? That's it.